What is up? It is me, George G. We've got another awesome episode of the Aligned Money Show coming your way featuring Justin Goodbread. Justin has built and sold 8 9-figure firms. He's a Wall Street Journal best-selling author. He is the creator of the Decamillionaire Way. He is coaching service-based businesses to become Decamillionaires. We had an awesome conversation that, of course, started with two truths and a lie. We then went on to talking about what it really takes to build the business and the life that you really desire, what it takes to overcome resistance on your way to freedom, what stops people from doing it, the one thing that stops so many people from getting what they want, and how to overcome that, how to get the help that you need, the support that you need to get the life that you really want. And of course, we closed with a great difference-making tip. I know you're going to love it. Let's go. Justin, to get us started, give me two truths and a lie, please.
George, let's test you here, okay? Let's go. Here's two truths and a lie. Number one, I've been attacked by a shark and have bites on me.
Okay.
Number two, I have wrestled an alligator, brought into submission. And number three, me and a bear went round and round.
Okay. I'm talking to the freaking crocodile hunter. Shark attack with bite marks to prove it. You wrestle an alligator to submission and you went round and round with a bear. Well, I think in a lot of ways you're like a bear because you're a big guy. I don't know how you feel about water though. So the shark attack and the alligator is a little trickier, but the alligator probably on land, but I don't know. I am going to say that you were not attacked by a shark.
That would be a truth, actually. The bear is the one that's a lie. So, yeah, when I was a little kid, I had a shark catch my leg. We were in some salty water and it had a little bit of some not damage, but some marks there. Yeah.
Okay. So the shark got you. Tell me about the alligator.
The alligator was a dare. I was about 18 years old, dumb as a box of rocks. Not much has changed, but my buddies dared me to jump on this about 4.5-foot alligator. Man, that thing beat me to death, George. I grabbed him. I got him into submission, but that tail started flicking and it hit me everywhere except the bottom of my feet. But we wrestled him in submission. As far as a bear goes, me and bears, we've seen each other, but most of the time they're more scared. They just run off.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Are you still friends with those guys that told you to wrestle the alligator?
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to have buddies like that in your life that stretch your adventure side, right? I'm very boring, George. I'm the guy who goes to like the Georgia Bulldog game because they're my team. And I'm sitting there and I don't cheer. I know that sounds crazy because like I'm animated on stage and behind the microphone, but I'm very boring. And so I need people to push me out of my comfort zone.
I got it. Okay. Definitely want to keep those kind of friends around. Okay. Well, congratulations, Justin. You know, you can add getting me on Two Truths and a Lie to your list of successes. So I don't know where it's going to fall necessarily, but yeah, it's on there. Yep. Beautiful. All right. Well, we're off to a good start. What is top of mind for you right now?
Man, I have the honor and privilege to serve business owners. You know, you and I spent some time together years ago, almost what, 6-7 years ago together on your show. And since that time, I've exited my company, had a successful exit. We grew it from 0 to 8-figure exit in 49 months, doing the things we spoke about way back when. The company bought me, we took that company and doubled its value in 18 months from 8 figures to 9 figures. And, you know, I'm writing books, I'm speaking, but, you know, I have the privilege of taking business owners and letting them realize that their wildest dreams, whatever they may be, is attainable. I think the word I like to use is freedom, because most of us go into business because we don't want to work, quote, for the man, or we want to have independence, maybe a pocketbook or calendar. So I use the word freedom to kind of encompass all of that. But ultimately, what I've noticed, George, as I've now talked to thousands of business owners almost every single week, that is that in order for us to achieve freedom, we've got to go through the resistance, the things that are going to fight us. And I don't view resistance or the storm or the trial, whatever it may be, as a problem. I view it as a doorway for me to achieve what I need to achieve. Now, for us to go through the resistance is rooted in one simple word. I use the word faith. You may use the word belief. We have to be confident that that freedom, if that's the word we're going for, that freedom, that we're worthy of it and it's attainable. Man, if you have that belief you can achieve that, then I don't care what the enemy or what the competition or what your mind puts in front of you, you're going to walk through that. And that is literally every single day when I'm talking about with business owners now and helping them achieve freedom.
It's so interesting. Like what percentage of the population are entrepreneurs? It's not a big one. It's less than 10%, right?
Yes,
And of that, how many people naturally feel worthy of the success that they want, do you think?
I don't have a clue on that one, buddy. I do know that the business owners that I speak with, and again, I'm not a litmus test for the entire, what, there's 32 point something million service-based business owners in the United States that employ people, roughly is the data point right now. I don't know how many of them feel unworthy, but what I often see is that we define our terms as maybe we're stuck, we hit the glass ceiling, we feel frustrated, we can't sleep at night, whatever the measurement is, it ultimately is cast in that we're in that resistance phase, almost like that whirlpool that we're trying to swim against. And ultimately, the root of it is either pride or mindset, one of those two. And ultimately, what I typically see is just the mindset. It's yes, I want to achieve X outcome, but I really don't believe it. And if you don't believe it, you're not going to feel worthy of it.
Well, that is the truth. It's just niceties, or this is what I've heard people say that they want, so that sounds good to me kind of a thing, but I've never really thought it all the way through.
Yeah. We'd much rather complain many times than we would take action and walk through the resistance. And business owners, you know, we're tenacious. You know, you speak to a number of them. We're tenacious. We'll charge hell with a water pistol. We're not afraid of hard work, but when it gets down to the difficulty and the touchy-feely things that we honestly have to get grounded in ourselves before we can go through that storm in front of us, then that's where we stop at the hard. We start with the hard work, but we never much work through the difficult work. And the difficult work is where we take in our journey, the Decamillionaire way, which is where we take business owners from, you know, wherever they're stuck at to become a Decamillionaire. And the reason why we say Decamillionaire is, you know, so many of the financial markets or financial world or even business world, you know, we'll try to aspire to reach $250,000 of income. That's usually the mean number that most business owners are trying to achieve based on studies and surveys. But we don't realize how much money we live vicariously through our company. And so it's possible that we're living $350,000, $400,000, $500,000. Now, you know, I was an old financial advisor, was in the financial advisory space for decades, and I could argue for this rule, but there's a common rule called the rule of four. And basically, you take whatever a data point is and divide or multiply it by 4%. So if I have $10 million multiplied by 4%, I'm going to get $400,000 a year in income. And that's just a, you know, finger in the air type of role. Again, financial advisors always send me hate mail. Feel free, drop it in LinkedIn or Instagram. I don't mind the hate mail. It's just a fun conversation. But ultimately, business owners, we don't realize how much we have in terms of enterprise value or in terms of net worth in order to keep our lifestyle. And George, as a business owner, as an exit planning master, highly decorated, highly awarded, I should tell you the thousands, that's no exaggeration, the thousands of business owners that I sit eyeball to eyeball with, either from stage or in conferences or on podcasts like yours or webinars, things of that nature, to where they realize, oh my goodness, I have this business that it's going to have to either liquidate or sell or something for me to hit my retirement. And I am like, oh, I'm very, very much short from where I need to be. So I just got tired of it, dude. I mean, my coach showed me how to rapidly grow my company. I did it multiple times, seven exits in 35, 32, 36 years of business now. Okay. It's time to put up or shut up, Justin Goodbread. You know, it's either I'm going to show somebody a pathway that worked for me on how they could take a business and rapidly scale it so they could have freedom, or I just need to go sit on the beach or wrestle another alligator or do something fun with my life. So my wife would let me retire, George, after selling the business. She kicked me out of the house after about 2 weeks, and she said, "You drive me crazy, Goodbread. Figure it out." So it's like, okay, let me speak back to my brothers and sisters, my peeps, you know, as I say, the people on the front lines who are tenacious, who will wrestle an alligator because we're psycho. You know, we'll go out and launch a business from scratch, realizing that most businesses fail. We don't give a flying flip because we want freedom. Okay, if you want freedom, then there is a proven framework that we now walk all of our clients through that shows you wherever you're at, you can achieve freedom oftentimes more rapidly than you ever thought was possible. So, George, that's what I'm having a blast. And as you might can tell, a little bit passionate about that.
Yeah. Well, you're obviously lit up by it. So a lot of important stuff. We business owners really underestimate the amount of enterprise value that it's truly going to take to get that level of freedom.
Yep.
So don't have an understanding of that. You mentioned touchy-feely. Does that mean that they don't want to get into those feelings, that they don't know how to access some combination?
You know, what's interesting is that we teach through the Decamillionaire way, there's a simple solution to achieve freedom. And at the root of it all is, whom specifically do you serve? We use the term avatar. I've used that term avatar for many years based on Cialdini's work. But now with the onslaught of AI, the avatar theorem of business on how to bring it down to syntaxes and demographics and psychometrics and various things of that nature, we can now use AI to hyper-target an avatar versus necessarily an industry, if you will. You see the old days, I would say, I work with financial advisors. Okay, that's a demographic, a certain measurement of the demographic. Well, now with AI, we can get super granular and say, hey, we want to work with this avatar type. What's interesting to me is that whenever you're attempting to serve that one avatar, you have to know how they think. You have to know what their buying metrics are. You have to know how they shop. You have to know how they process. And here's the secret, George. The people that we're called to serve is more often than not us. It's Justin Goodbread 5 years ago. It's Justin Goodbread who just accomplished through heartache or through success or through failure, falling forward, just accomplished a milestone. So whenever we are called to serve that person, if we're going to radically grow, we have to know who we are. And so whenever I walk like through a 2-day intensive, one of our offers that we offer our business clients, when we get face to face, I can't tell you how painful it is to watch the business owner when I start asking them questions like, so George, you mentioned that humility was a big word for you in your own lifestyle. Name an event in your life before age of 20 that you felt humbled or that you felt that you didn't possess humility. And you watch them and it's almost like they're laying on a couch in front of a therapist and they clam up and they don't want to talk. And so what I've discovered is that we as business owners, because we're tenacious and because we're brutish and because we like to charge hell with a water pistol, we often don't reflect on who we are specifically and how we think specifically and what are our strengths specifically and our weaknesses and our syntaxes and our decision-making process. And until we can look internally, candidly, we're never going to achieve the pinnacle of the business that we ultimately desire to build. So whenever I can get the business owner to step back, reflect on their life, reflect on the positive and negatives, that the high highs and the low lows and bring those out, now we understand truly who we're called to serve. And we can take AI today with modern technology and we can super target that particular avatar. And as we serve that one client, we know their one problem and we know their one payoff that they want. We now can build a pathway as a business to show them, hey, look, man, our process is the best thing since sliced bread. It's the best thing since Meat Lover's Pizza entered in the scene. I mean, it's not pineapple on pizza here, friends. It is good stuff, okay? It's the best thing since Meat Lover's Pizza entered. And that avatar, they see it and they realize that, oh my goodness, George can solve my problems. That's the touchy-feeliness that most business owners today seem to scoff at or seem to ignore. And as such, we hit the proverbial glass ceiling, if you will, whenever our own abilities are maxed out or whenever our own intellect is maxed out. And we can't ever break through that to reach decamillionaire status like most of us want to achieve because we haven't reflected deep enough in who we are and who we're called to serve.
So our inability / unwillingness / just don't realize that we're supposed to be looking at things that we have personally struggled with and either overcome or haven't yet, when we're able to identify that in ourselves, we could potentially map that onto or identify and help other people overcome that.
Absolutely. Well said. Yeah. So, you know, we're called, my coach now, he says it this way, and I have a coach to this day. I believe in coaching with all my heart. I've got 5 coaches. They are radically changing my life. It's phenomenal. I've had coaches, even whenever you and I met, I had a coach I was paying $10,000 a month to radically change my business. My coach says right now, he says, Goodbread, you are called to serve the person you were 5 years ago. And whenever I look at myself internally, I'm like, okay, well, who was I 5 years ago? Well, I know who I was. You and I spoke just before then, right? So I know who I was. I know my problems. I know the pain. I know what my mind was processing. Thank God I was able to survive the resistance. And I'm looking on the other side saying, that wasn't too bad. All right, here's the pathway I navigated through it. It's like on my farm. We live in the country here in East Tennessee, as you might imagine. Friends, I'm an old country boy, just born and raised. Country's a turnip green. But I could take and walk all over the woods of my farm without a flashlight. Why? Because I know it, because I walked that path many times before. I'm headed to the Rocky Mountains this Friday as a recording, and I'm going to be out there hunting elk and having a blast with a guide. But I have a guide who knows those mountains like the back of his hand. Whenever we survive or whenever we accomplish something that we're allowed to accomplish, it's, yes, it benefits us. But ultimately, and this is, George, this is where my heart is, ultimately, it's not for us. It's so that we might turn around and impact the wisdom from the heartache or from the success on the people behind us, on our families, on our children, on the our clientele. Why? Because we somehow, through our own ignorance or through our own dumb luck sometimes, navigated the woods without a flashlight. And now we could turn around and say, hey, look, I put some markers out behind. Here's a pathway. So whenever I'm talking to business owners, if they want to break through the resistance, what we say is here's your pain word. Our client's pain word, you know, they want to achieve freedom. That's their payoff word. Their pain word is resistance. Well, how in the world are you going to go through that resistance? It's belief. Well, we have a pathway. We call it a five-step framework that we're writing about in our new book called The Decamillionaire Way. And how is it that decamillionaires move from millionaire mindset to being worth $10 million and above? It's a certain, it's really an interesting fascination. We've been interviewing these individuals on our podcast regularly. And what I've discovered is that they always root themselves in what we call our first pillar, the relentless foundation. Who are they specifically? Why are they specifically? Where are they going specifically? How are they going to get there specifically? The foundation, relentless foundation. After they go through that relentless foundation, then George, then they look at relentless examination. Who am I and who is my business? Not as like my second book, Your Baby's Ugly, like it's the best thing out there. But honestly, why would a buyer buy my business? Why would my team get behind me as I lead them through this fray, through the resistance in front of us as we're going to double the business? So the second pillar in our framework is relentless examination. And let me tell you, I've had some men sit and start bawling their eyeballs out when they realize, oh my goodness, this is what's been holding me back. But you know, it doesn't do us any good alone to have perspective or reflection. You've got to get to our third pillar, which is called relentless execution. Execution, friends, is where most people fail. We come up with these great ideas. We're business owners. You know, if ideas alone made us successful, whatever your definition is, then we would all be successful. If knowledge alone made us successful, then professors would be ultra successful in whatever term your success is. So execution is a matter of pushing forward, judging, making adjustments, and keep going. Then we get to our fourth pillar in our framework, which is relentless exit. Relentless exit. It's amazing to me, George, that most business owners, myself included, I'm talking to the choir here, guys and gals, we are control freaks. I want to control everything in my company. Why is it that we control everything in our company except for our exit? Makes no sense to me. So relentless exit is about, okay, I see an opportunity in the future where either I can go sit on the beach and look at my KPIs, or I can launch another business, or I can retire, or I can, you know what? I don't like this business. I was a financial advisor. I didn't like the financial advisory space. I know it. I've scaled dozens of firms. Now we coach literally dozens of advisors. How do we scale? I like that space, but man, I was a lousy financial advisor despite the awards. So I want to sell my company, get out here and do something I'm good at, which is running my mouth and writing. I like those things. That's who I am. I like to motivate people. So relentless exit is about aligning with what you're called to serve. And then finally, you get to relentless freedom. You know, freedom is not about money. It's not about status. It's not about even prestige. Relentless freedom is living your life in alignment to how you were created and who you're called to serve. Whenever, shortly after you and I spoke, during COVID hit, and COVID rocked everybody's world, mine included. My wife was in the hospital. She had less than a 12% chance of survival. It was a painful experience for Daddy. Daddy was talking to our three kids, saying, Mama may not come home. We met with our attorneys. It was a hard time, George. And my coach, I went to him, before I went to my coach, my wife woke up after surgery. Thank God she's healthy today, friends. She's everything to me. She's the most beautiful woman in my life. She means the world to me. She woke up after surgery and I was on my phone and she said, Justin, first words to me, George, I'm on a knife. Oh, make a country boy cry. She said, Justin, what's another $1 million going to do for us? I could not say a word, George. Could not say a word. I went to my coach the next day and I said, this is what Emily said. He goes, what'd you say? I said, I couldn't speak. He said, let me ask you a simple question, son. He always called me son. He said, if you had unlimited time, now my analytical mind goes, no one does. And he goes, if you had unlimited resources. And I went, why didn't he say money? Why didn't he say talent? Why didn't he say prestige? Why didn't he say influence? He said resources. What word is that? That's like a $2 word. Why are you using that, man? But he said, if you had unlimited time and unlimited resources, what would you do tomorrow that you're not doing today? I said, you know, honestly, I'd write my New York Times bestseller, write more books. and I get in front of audiences and speak and let them know that, there is a pathway to your wildest dreams coming true. If a country boy born and raised on a dirt road who, yes, wrestled some alligators barefoot like a moron, if this country boy can achieve some things that God's allowed me to achieve, then anybody can. I'm not that special. He said, then why aren't you? Man, it changed my life, George. That moment, so for the first time, it wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the execution. It wasn't about examination. It was about, I am not free as a business owner to do what I believe I am called to do, where my highest and best use is. And so I had the opportunity to sell the business and Relentless Free to come about. So that's, man, that's what I love telling business owners, that there is a pathway for you to achieve whatever success you desire.
I'm obviously glad that your wife came out of it. My wife's name is Emily, too. So I don't know. That really doesn't mean anything necessarily, but
thank you for your kindness.
And it didn't matter what the pathway to making money was, because you knew that you'd be able to figure that out.
I believe that each of us out of the 8.2 billion people in the world, each of us have a unique giftedness. You process in a certain way. You have this certain experiences that I never had. I have experiences that no one's ever going to have, right? Wrestling an alligator, getting bit by a shark. I have experiences, but I believe that if we're walking in alignment with what our heart is, money is a byproduct. Zig Ziglar used to say it this way: if you help others achieve everything out of life that they want, you'll achieve everything out of life you desire. So here's what's happened. I sold the company, worked through my earnout, bought a company back. I sold it for seven figures, bought it back for a dollar because the company bought it and have a clue what they were doing, which is my media company. And then last September, a year ago from the date of this recording, we launched a little small coaching business. Fast forward a year. Never built a coaching business before, never built a speaking business before, but I'm passionate about this one person, this one avatar that I know, George, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, they're sitting on the opposite side of the table on the opposite side of the speaker. If they listen, I know there's a pathway for them to radically achieve success in a very short time frame. Fast forward a year, we're at seven figures already in revenue. Already. Replace whatever the net income is in less than a year's time. We're in projection right now within 2 years' time with the team that's been assembled around me because of freedom and because of calling, that we're going to blow past what we achieved at any point in my life of the previous seven companies. We're going to do it in probably 3 years' time. More importantly, not about the metric of the dollars or the accolades. More importantly, there's a certain amount of fulfillment that comes whenever you can sit across the table from that person whom you're called to serve, pour into their life, and then watch them monumentally move through change without the heartache that you experienced or without the time that it took for you to incubate for your success. So to me, it's more right now about aligning my skill set and my God-given abilities with the people whom I call to serve. And the money just seems to always work out, dude.
I think that's a beautiful thing. I love it. Well, Justin, you've already given us a lot, but we're ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for us?
One of my favorite sayings of all times is by Henry Ford: if you think you can or think you can't, you're right. I know that's not monumental. Remember, I'm a country boy, born and raised on a dirt road, friends. But there's just something I've noticed from talking with deca millionaires now and a few billionaires on the podcast, is there's a certain mindset that if you see it, whatever it is for you. I've got a client right now, he's wanting to bring his wife home so she can be at home with her kids. That's his it. I have another client that's trying to double his business so he can retire and go spend time with his grandbabies. That's his it. I have another one who's working to publish his first book. That's her it. Whatever your it is, if you honestly think it's achievable, it is. But if there's one grain of sand, one inference of doubt, it's not going to happen. If you think you can or think you can't, you're right. That's the one piece of information, dude.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. Justin, it's been about 6 years or so. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Man, if you want to see a person living a life of freedom, I challenge you to connect with me on Instagram. I live vicariously through Instagram. My team is pushing out fun stuff, and I hopefully know alligator wrestlers, sharks, but we're going to have some stuff from the Elkwoods here coming up soon and some business principles. And if you want to hear, you know, how we actually were, go to justingoodbread.com. Has everything inside there of who we are, what we serve. We have a podcast, 600 some odd episodes, and we get in the nitty gritty. You get to hear deca millionaires and billionaires talk about their success. And as a business person of 30 whatever years now, I'm able to dive and yank out some nuggets, and it can help them. So those are a few places that you're welcome to join us at.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Justin your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to justingoodbread.com. Check out all things Justin. Check out the podcast. Follow him on Instagram. I will link all the places that we can connect, that you can connect with Justin. Thanks again, Justin.
Thanks for having me, bud.
Finally, friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.